मैं हूँ हीना एंड आप सुन रहे हो पवित्र कैसम। तो आगे सारे आइए पधारिए, सारे ने नमस्कार होर की हाल चाल। डोंट टेल मी हाँ कि वही सेम ओल्ड गर्लफ्रेंड के नखरे, बेस्ट फ्रेंड के चोचले, मम्मी पापा की डांट, सुबह लेट उठना, रात को लेट सोना और फिर कहना जिंदगी बर्बाद हो गया, इसको आता ही नहीं, इसको पता ही नहीं। वेल, मुझे पता है, मेरा भी सेम हाल है, ठीक है। एंड ओह बाय द वे, मैंने अपना इंट्रोडक्शन तो दिया ही नहीं। हाय, आई एम हीना, जिसने नहीं सीखा आप लोगों के बिना जीना। आई मीन, मेरा एपिसोड हो और मैंने अपनी क्रीपी लाइंस नहीं मारे हो, नॉट डन। अच्छा, आई वॉज वंडरिंग अगर आपके लाइफ में भी वो दर्दे दिल की सिफारिश हम करें तो कहाँ करें वाले प्रॉब्लम हैं, तो आ जाओ मेरे पास। मैंने कल ही इंस्टाग्राम पे एक पेज बनाया है, सर्च पवित्र गैजम एंड हिट मी अप इन द DMs। दिल दियाँ गल्लां करांगे नाल नाल बह के, ठीक है। अच्छा, बिफोर स्टार्टिंग आई एम रियली गोना वांट टू अपोलोजाइज टू यू गाइज फॉर ड्रॉपिंग दिस एपिसोड सो लेट। आई मीन, आई डोंट नो व्हाट्स अप विद मी, प्लीज फॉरगिव मी। ओके, सो कीपिंग दिस असाइड, लेट्स गेट स्टार्टेड विथ टुडेज एपिसोड, शैल वी। एज यू कुड रीड बाय द टाइटल, आज का एपिसोड थोड़ा मिर्च मसालेदार होने वाला है। आई मीन स्पाइसी। वो जैसे दिखाते हैं ना लड़कियां कैसे गोलगप्पे वाले भैया के सामने हो, दैट साउथ दिल्ली वाला एक्सेंट, बाया जरा गोलगप्पे तीखे बनाना, जितना स्पाइस आप डाल सकते हो उतना डाल देना, दैट्स इट। तो आज मैं हूँ आपके गोलगप्पे वाले भैया एंड आप हो मेरे प्यारे कस्टमर्स, एंड आई ट्राई टू मेक आज का डिस्कशन डोमिनेटिंग और डोमिनेटेड इन बेड अ लिटिल इन्फॉर्मेटिव एंड एज तीखा एज आई कैन। सो व्हाट वी प्रीटी मच गोना डिस्कस इन टुडेज एपिसोड इज द एक्ट ऑफ डोमिनेंस, लाइक वो क्या होता है वगैरह वगैरह। आई एक्सप्लेन इट इन माई स्टाइल, आई मीन आई ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन इट। नंबर टू, द डोंट्स एंड डूज, क्या कहते हैं उसको, डूज एंड डोंट्स दैट यू शुड नो अबाउट व्हेन यू आर डोमिनेटिंग एंड सो दैट थिंग्स डोंट गो रॉन्ग एंड यू आर नॉट लेफ्ट अलोन इन बेड। ओके, ठीक है, लेट्स स्टार्ट। राइट, टॉकिंग अबाउट द एक्ट ऑफ डोमिनेंस। ओके, सो व्हेन आई से डोमिनेटिंग, व्हाट इज दैट इमेज दैट कंजर्स अप इन योर माइंड? आर बॉलीवुड्स एक्स जमेश्वर आशिक बनाया आपने, हाँ, इमरान हाशमी या दी वैम्पायर डायरीज के बैड बॉयज डेमन एंड माय फेवरेट क्लाउस, द वंस हु वांट एवरीथिंग टू बी डन अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर वे नो मैटर व्हाट हैपेंस और हु गेट्स हर्ट, इट्स ईदर देयर वे ऑन द हाईवे। या द बिलव्ड क्रिश्चियन ग्रे, आई मीन डोमिनेंस की बात हो एंड इन भाई साहब को हम लोग पीछे छोड़ दें ऐसे कैसे, मतलब यू नो क्रिश्चियन ग्रे, 50 Shades, हु मेक्स यू साइन अ ट्रीटी बॉन्ड वट एवर एंड यू हैव टू हैंड योर सेल्फ एज अ सबमिसिव टू अल्फा पार्टनर। नाउ इफ यू थिंक दिस इज वॉट डोमिनेटिंग इन बेड इज, देन माई फ्रेंड यू आर स्लाइटली मिस्टेकन। ठीक है, एक्सप्लेन करते हुए अगर मैं आपको बताऊं कि सरल भाषा में डोमिनेंस एज एन होता क्या है, इसका हिंदी ट्रांसलेटर कर लेना, ठीक है, गूगल से खोज के, मुझे नहीं पता क्या होता है हिंदी में क्या कहते हैं उसको। एनीवे, डोमिनेंस होता है व्हेन यू टेक द लीड, एज एन सपोज यू आर अ कैप्टन ऑफ द शिप एंड दिस शिप इज अ थिंग दैट पीपल हैपन टू कॉल सेक्स, राइट। सो you are the captain of the ship and it's your responsibility to not let the ship sink, kyunki agar ek baar aap doob gaye to fir to janab aap gaye, na kinara rahega aur na ladki ka sahara rahega. So when you're dominating, it's like you are the one who's in control. Yeah, ek alag, I mean बहुत कॉमन सा एग्जाम्पल ले लेते हैं जो कि हर घर घर की कहानी है, हस्बैंड और वाइफ। कैसे हस्बैंड्स बेचारे होते हैं, कहने को पति परमेश्वर है लेकिन चलने तो आखिर वाइफ की है और सहना भी पड़ता है क्योंकि हैप्पी वाइफ हैप्पी लाइफ। तो ऐसे अगर देखा जाए तो डोमिनेंस भी काइंड ऑफ एक सिमिलर फिनोमिनन ही है। वन पर्सन टेक्स द कंट्रोल, द अदर पर्सन सरेंडर देमसेल्व्स एंड दैट्स व्हाट इट इज। लेकिन ये पब्लिक है, ये सब जानते हैं, कॉम्प्लिकेट तो करनी है ना, नॉर्मल सी चीज़ को हम लोग नॉर्मल कैसे छोड़ेंगे। पर स्कूल टाइम पे अ टीचर ऑफ माइन वंस टोल्ड मी दैट बेशी जीने के लिए वो कष्ट हो एग्जैक्ट बेपट्टा जानार चेष्टा कर भी एज इन ज़्यादा जान जाने से भी ना प्रॉब्लम होती है, पॉइंट टू पॉइंट पता होना चाहिए, ना ज़्यादा और ना ही कम। So now I hope I could actually explain a little bit about what dominance is. So moving on to the next part, that is the do's and don'ts that you should know while dominating. So I've rounded it up in like 4 points and you know, I explain it that way. Theek hai. So let's start with number one. Off limits are off limits. Okay. So when you're dominating, it's like everything's gonna happen according to you. ठीक है, मतलब you might as well be like, I wanna put you in 7 position for 70 minutes, you get it babe. 7 positions, 70 minutes, 14 positions, 140 minutes, all on you. But इसका ये मतलब नहीं, you can do whatever you want to. No, you have to respect the other person even when you're in charge. And by respecting I mean, say your partner is not comfortable with you touching a certain part of their body, so even when you're the one in control, don't do it. Off limits are off limits, no matter what or when. You need to make sure your partner is enjoying the whole act, otherwise what's the point of it all anyway, Hannah? Next up, number 2, focus on their sexual desires more. Another thing that people sometimes get wrong is that when you're dominating, don't just focus on your sexual desires, but focus on theirs more. Like, you want to spice things up and try out a new position or anything for that matter, all right. But make sure you talk it out with your girlfriend or guy friend? No. I mean, boyfriend, okay. या गाय फ्रेंड में भी क्या ही दिक्कत है, वी हैव बीन थ्रू द ट्रेंड्स वेयर यू नो आई एम किसिंग माय बेस्ट फ्रेंड चैलेंज या टू बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स इन अ रूम दे माय किस, तो आजकल तो सब ओके है यार। एनीवे, सो या जस्ट टॉक इट आउट एंड मेक श्योर दे नो अबाउट योर वियर्ड फैंटेसीज या जो भी, रादर दैन जस्ट हिटिंग देम विद अ हे सरप्राइज बिच, nope, that's gonna throw them completely off guard and it can spoil the whole thing and you wouldn't want that. I know so much gyan, main shuru hoti hu to rukti nahi hu, but main kya karun guys, I'm clearing your basics and making your sex life so much better, just thank me later, okay? Phir bhi agar thoda monotonous ho gaya to main jaldi jaldi ek dialogue maar deti hu, phir baad mein fun content karke bhi to post karna hai, theek hai? To the great Since Sahab ne kaha tha, you know, you are good in bed if just the thought of you makes her wet. I agree, we all agree, hands down. Theek hai, let's move on. Number 3, do not force yourself on your partner. Another thing that's slightly weird to me is how in that movie, 365 Days, I hope you all have seen it, you know, the guy, he kidnapped the girl and took her to a distant place and said, I give you 365 days to fall in love with me. And if you don't, I'll set you free. I mean, who does that? Wait a minute. Well, my alter ego just said, if a guy that hot were to kidnap me, I'm dodging everything and happily going with him. But let's be practical here, okay? The act of dominance doesn't occur that way. Another don't is never force yourself on your partner. I get it. You're the one who's dominating, you get to decide, right? But does that mean you can force yourself on your partner? नोप, डोंट डू दैट यार. मैं सोच रही हूँ ना, मैं बीच बीच में थोड़ा जॉक्स मार दूँ, लेकिन मेरे को सारे लेम जॉक्स आते हैं. क्या जोक मारूँ यार, जाने दो. ठीक है, लास्ट बट नॉट द लीस्ट, जो आपको पता होना चाहिए, डोंट्स वाइल डोमिनेटिंग इज देयर्स अ थिन लाइन ऑफ डिफरेंस बिटवीन पेन एंड प्लेजर. Another important aspect, the whole 50 shades of fucking dominant or submissive thing, that's no ordinary fucking, okay? This Christian Grey guy was a sadist. Yes, he was. If you don't know what a sadist is, it's someone who likes inflicting pain on others and derives sexual pleasure out of it. That's a thing, you know, sadistic nature is an actual thing. You know, I read this article somewhere that this husband used to come home every day and beat his wife while having sex. And no, he didn't do it because he was drunk or he had a certain disorder. He simply did it because he liked it. It used to arouse him sexually. Like, that's so weird. And it doesn't just happen to girls. Guys are victims of it too. So just know that there's this thin line of difference between pain and pleasure. And, you know, in fact, I even read it somewhere that this guy, okay, he used to bleed his girlfriend. Like, literally bleed his girlfriend. He used to keep all these sharp objects and cut her and, like, just leave her to bleed because it used to give him such feelings. You know, it used to arouse him that way. And it just, like, blew my mind. And you know, girls, they're just trapped there. People are just trapped there because they think this is normal. But no, this is not normal. It's not just toxic. It's dangerous on so many levels. And I'm saying this with a simple motto of general awareness so that you know where you're getting yourself into. Sex games and all, fun, unless someone gets hurt. So yeah, just take precautions and you're good to go. So that rounds up for the do's and don'ts that you guys should know while dominating in bed. Okay? So now we come to the much awaited part. Dominating or being dominated. What do people prefer? I can tell you the POV of us girls, which I am going to tell you in some time. But before that, let's hear out what the guys have to say. I mean, according to them, do they like to be dominated more or they like to dominate more? Chalo dekhte.
So what I prefer, more being dominated or dominating in bed? I think it totally depends on our mood and our energy level. If my mood is to be naughty and making that moment more exciting for her, then I will be more dominating. But if that moment my mood is not good, then I will prefer more being dominated, which makes me happy. And in energy level also, if it's high, then I will be more dominating and vice versa. But according to the Kama Sutra, lovemaking is a conversation. So like in a relationship, in bed also we need to understand and feel our partner. That's the most important thing. That's why, according to the situation, for making that moment more special, we need to be flexible like water.
To be very honest, it might seem like a strange one to have in here, but being submissive is to me is really empowering. Like, who doesn't want to be wanted? Like, dominance isn't just about barking orders and getting what you want. Like, for me, it's a great responsibility in two. Like, while a dominant is in control, they must also ensure that their submissive is enjoying themselves. I would consider myself submissive in the bedroom because when seeking partners, I tend to gravitate towards more dominant girls. Like, there are a few reasons by my mind that I enjoy being dominated, and I really can't fancy y'all, but I think that's a great strength in vulnerability. It's hard to give yourself up to someone in that way. It takes courage to give away your control. I believe it's a great sign of trust in for your partner. Like, even if it does open up to your responsibility of being hurt emotionally, but I believe the person who is letting you do, like it's really liberating for you. Yeah, that's all for me, and I believe that.
Damn, how wonderfully he puts it. There's strength in vulnerability, no doubt there is. तो ये तो आप लोगों ने सुना कि लड़के क्या प्रेफर करते हैं इन बेड. अब देखते हैं लड़कियाँ क्या चाहती हैं. ओके, ठीक है. व्हाट आई थिंक इज गर्ल्स लाइक अ सर्टन अमाउंट ऑफ डोमिनेंस इन देयर मेन इन बेड. एंड आई वुड बी लाइंग इफ आई सेड दिस सेंटेंस वाज अंडररेटेड. Girls love to be pinned against the wall, okay? Just grind us already. Don't let us move and we give you a plus one then and there. I mean, who wouldn't want to be dominated? Just lying there, maybe handcuffed, blindfolded, I don't know, depends. And just feeling what he makes me feel, as in what he does to my body. But that again doesn't necessarily mean all women like to be dominated. Where some girls like strong moves, others are attracted to romantic partners who are less dominant and who are smooth, kind lovers. Maybe you can say some girls like the freaky ones like to have the control, as in the wild cat, jungly billy, where I get to say, आजा तुझे हेवन दिखाऊंगी. या ओ बॉय, यू आर माय सॉफ्ट टॉय एंड आई गेट टू डू व्हाटएवर आई वांट टू डू विद यू. मे बी स्क्रैच यू विद माय नेल्स बिकॉज आई एम अ जंगली बिल्ली राइट नाउ. यू कांट हेल्प इट. वन थिंग आईड लाइक टू जस्ट पुट इन दैट गाइस समटाइम्स रियली अंडर एस्टिमेट the girls' dark sexual desires. You know, girls want sex as much as guys do, if not more. And just tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't think I am. Being freaky is so damn fun. Also, you know, some girls prefer having a balance, jaise ki a 50-50 thing. See, it's a couple's thing, right? Some days you get to take the control, some days I do. And a balance is required, otherwise it wouldn't be fair on the man's part. Hana matlab, if he just only puts in all the efforts and you just lie down in there doing nothing, nope. Okay, let's hear another POV.
So what do I prefer? Being dominated in bed or being the one dominating in bed? It's a tough question because, come on, tell me, who doesn't want to do both? So I would go with 60-40%. 60% is like when I would really like to be dominated, losing all my control, giving all my powers. I don't have to do anything. I just have to enjoy. I just have to reach the peak of orgasms. Oh my god, it gives me chill even after, you know, even while saying all of this. When you lose all your powers, your senses are just heightened, your pleasures are heightened, and you enjoy truly. But there are 40% of the times when I would like to dominate, you know? Play that jungly billy. Come on. Kisko nahi pasand jungly billy banna? Kisko nahi pasand dominate karna? You know, to make him beg for the pleasures. To tell him how wild you actually are. So that's the perfect time for you to be dominating. So, I would prefer.
Okay. I very much agree with her. But now, you must wonder why girls like to be dominated. See, it's because the literal female instincts, okay? Girls like strength and power in their men. It's just sexy, it's a turn on. Like me personally, I like, you know, I like strength in a man. I like when he's all manly and like protective of me, when, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's, I like that, you know, I like when he's in control. On the other hand, if a man is all soft and fragile and doesn't know what he's doing, it's just, no, I'd rather excuse myself to go to the washroom and run. I don't know, don't judge, it's just my preference in men. Men are from Mars, and Martians, on the other hand, like power, to have control, to not be told what they have to do and what not. But that again doesn't mean they wouldn't enjoy giving control to their favorite Venusian. They trust their lady, and with great trust comes great sex. Who said this? I said this. Listen to me. So, to conclude it, I'd like to say, dominance is sexy, no doubt, but being dominated is sexier. There's strength in vulnerability, and even in dominance, there's subtlety. So, you see, we have a clear winner in here. People prefer to be dominated more than dominating. Yay! We have our answers now. Take care. Before signing off, I'd like to offer a piece of advice to all my sisters and their brothers. Hey, just kidding. Right, so boys, the next time when you are the one dominating, just pin your girl against the wall. Show her all the strength you got. Aisa bhi nahi ki dab ke mar jaye wo. So just don't let her move, and slowly ask her under your breath, who's your daddy, and see what she says. And my dear girls, when you are dominating the next time, grab your man's throat gently. Again, aisa bhi nahi ki tum galat dab ke maare do usko. Aram se, grab him gently and ask him, who's the boss? And dekho, bina hichkichaye wo kaise 100 languages mein batayega, it's you. It's always you. So yeah, that's it for today, guys. I'll take your leave now, and have fun. Have an amazing day, amazing week, amazing life. And suhana ho ya na ho safar, rangeen ho ya na ho mausam, keep having hell lots of bobitri gasms. Bye-bye.